where we keep our finger in the Mishnah on Daf Kavtesa Merado, Derech Agav, and Daf Yomi has hit us. And so yesterday was Daf Kavtes, so today is Daf Lamed. So if you want to, you can do a good Chazara on the last six blat, and maybe you want to continue in terms of Daf Yomi, finish Ksuvas. So the first Mishnah began, Eilu Nairos Sheyesh Lehem Knas. And it mentions Mamzeres, Nesina, Kusis, Baal, Hagioris, Ashvuya. It mentions Baal HaMamzeres, Al Nesina, Baal HaKusis. And then, from that point, we have a parallelism in the two Mishnayos. The first Mishnah said, in terms of Yeshlem Knas, we have the Gioris, the Shvuya, and the Shivcha, who were, became, returned to us. Niftu, Nisgayru, Nishtacharu, at a level of Pchusos Migimol Shanim. So there, they're considered to be Besulos and get a Knas. And our Mishnah is the case of the Yoris, the Shvuy, and the Shivcha, who come to us after Gimel Shanim. And there, we have an issue of Besulo, we're going to see. And then, as in the first Mishnah, we had the case of Achoso, Achos Aviv, Achos Imo, Achos Ishto, the various Arayos, Mido Araisa, that are behikares, because of there's a knas kas ein b'misas bezdin, and in our Mishnah we have the list of those where there's a chiyuv of misas bezdin, baal bito, abas bito, and then we have kamei midravmina. Right, that's the parallelism. But the Gemara over here deals on the level of the resha of the second Mishnah, namely we won't get into the world of arayos. We'll deal with the giores shvuya shivcha. That in the Mishnah we have a machlokes, that the Tanakhama says the Gioris, the Shvuya, and the Shivcha are all considered to be ein lehem knas, namely they are considered to be not bisulos. Rav Yehuda omer, Shvuya niftes, harehi b'kedushasa. Rav Yehuda takes Shvuya out of the triad of Gioris, Shvuya, and Shivcha, and says Shvuya has a different status, harehi b'kedushasa, that she's considered as though she was not Niv'elet, and therefore she can still receive her Knas. Comes on the Gemara and points out, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda, of Rabbi Dosa, Amru Davar Echad. Rav Yehuda Hada Amran, that the Shvuya stands B'sa. Rabbi Dosa, the Tanya, Shvuya Ocheles B'truma, Divrei Rabbi Dosa. That as opposed to the Rabbanon, who say that a Shvuya who had been a Bas Kohen loses her status of Kedusha, she no longer can eat Truma. One of the necessities of a Bas Kohen is that she has to be able to maintain a level of Kedusha, and the assumption of the Rabbi Shvuya was Niv'elet by the captors, and the captors are Goyim, and so when a Goy lives with a Jewish woman, that is a Bia Asura, and then in the world of Kahuna, we have a status of Zona, and she loses her ability to marry a Kohen, she loses her ability to eat Truma. Rabbi Dosa disagrees, and says, Shvuya, Ocheles B'Truma Div Rav Dosa, and then Rabbi Dosa gives a very graphic explanation, V'chima Osala Aravi Hazo, V'chimi Neshe Miechla Ben Dodeha Paslam and Akahuna. Namely, clearly that he took liberties with the woman, but that doesn't go to the level of Bia. It means that he treated her without any sense of tzniut, as is the society of the captors. And Tosus explains why specifically the Arab name was chosen as the example of the captors, who lack this sense of tzniut. But it doesn't mean that therefore that she, we assume that she is a Be'ula. So here we have an issue in terms of the nature of Shvuya. What is her status? And Tosos raises the Iker issues over here. Tosos v'masko ve'elu she'em lehem knas ha'giores v'ha'shvuya. What exactly over here would be the background of the machlokis between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa on one hand, and the classic understanding of Chazal on the other hand? So Tosis points out, Af al gav de mida oraisa shvuya lo havya becheskas be'ula, kid amrinan bechol duchti the Bishvuya Hikilu, Mikom Makom, Ein Laknas, Mishum Gezerah Shalotinase Lakohen, Asa'uha Kebu'ulu Lachol Devareha. Namely, the Tosfos says when you weigh the sources in terms of Shvuya, we have one source that would seem to give us a hint as to what level of issue we're dealing with over here. We have a machlokas. Do we treat the Shvuya as the Besula? Do we treat her as a Bu'ula? We have an issue in terms of her Ksuva. Does her Ksuva go down from Matayim to Meya? Do we have an issue? Is she allowed to marry a Kohen or remain married to a Kohen? And we have an issue in our mission. Does she get a Knas? All of these are relative to the question, do we assume that she was Niv'elet in the Shevi, in the captivity, or she was not? So Tosfos says that the main source we have over here is B'chol Duchte, that we find throughout Shas a phrase, B'shvuya Hikilu. That we're looking for sources of evidence as to whether this Shvuya was Niv'elet or was not Niv'elet, we have the right to be mekel on the normal conditions of evidence. Normally, in terms of evidence of be'ila, we're talking about a davar she'be'er, where you should require two kosher edim. However, by the shvuya, we find hikilu, that they believed even one aid, not only just not one aid, but even a katan, and not a, even only a katan, but even if this woman had a maid who was with her who wants to testify for her, where clearly the maid is no gas bedavar, etc. We believe them all. B'shvuya hikilu. Tosfos says this is the key to the understanding of shvuya. Namely, had the issue of shvuya been a doraisa issue, we would never have a phrase in the Gemara b'shvuya hikiluba. The moment that we have this phrase b'shvuya hikiluba, it means that all issues that we have are drabanan issues. All these issues are drabanan. Mida oraisa, this shvuya is a besula. Right? That's what Tosfos points out. Af agav de midoraisa, shvuya lo havya becheskas beula. We pointed out that every woman has a cheskas besula. This is the way that she was born. This is her status quo ante. This is what's going to determine the status of the shvuya. The shvuya came into the shevi in a status of a besula. We're going to assume she remains in that status of being a besula. And even if she had been married, she was never nivelet by a goy, and so she'll remain in that status of a lo beula on a doraisa plane. On a doraisa plane. However, and again, the raya of Tosfos is because of shvuya hikiluba. Had the issue of shvuya been a doraisa issue, we never would have been mekel. However, midrabanan, rabanan made chumras. Rabanan introduced chumras. The chumra would be in the world of kahuna. In the world of kahuna, there, even though midoraisa, this woman will still view as a shvuya, she can't marry a kohen as a chumra midrabanan. So we understand, okay, you want to make chumras in the world of yuchsin, that's certainly the right of Rabbanan. But why did they take away, why did they say that she should get a knas? She's a besula, why should she get a knas? Particularly, we always have this concept of Oyehei Chotei Niska. Why take away the knas? Why is Eilu She'em Lehem Knas? Haba'a HaGiyores Val HaShvuya. So that's Tosfos' question. Tosfos has to come up with a very, very unusual answer. And that is mishum gezera shelo tinase lekohen asua kibulu lechol devareha. That Chazal had to make a loplug. That if Chazal would give her knas, people would say, ah, we see she's a besula. So why shouldn't she marry a kohen? So in order to strengthen their desire to keep the world of kahuna as pure as possible. And that because we have a chshash, again, not an ikar adin, but a chshash of be'ila, we want to say that Chazal said she shouldn't marry a kohen. To be able to maintain that chshash, we have to say that across the board, we're going to view her midrabanan as a be'ula. Namely, we have a principle of hefker bezdin hefker, that bezdin has the right, that even though this money is coming to her, of taking it away from her, in order to be able to maintain a status that Chazal wanted to maintain. That's Tosfos' understanding. Midoraisa, she's a besula. Midoraisa, she should get her knas. Midoraisa, she's allowed to get married to a kohen. However, Rabbanan didn't want her to get married to a Kohen, even though Mi'ikar Adin she could. They wanted the Kohen to be glat kosher. They didn't want there to be any chshashos. And so they were machmir in the world of Yuchsin. Once they were machmir in the world of Yuchsin, they were also machmir in the world of Mamanos in order to be able to maintain the Chumrah of Yuchsin. Correct? Okay. With this understanding, let's continue in the Gemara.
Sorry. What were they makel by?
They were makel in terms of the level of evidence which is required to say that she really, really is a Basula and can marry a Kohen. That if a Katan who was with her in the Shevi says, I was with her, and the Goyim never touched her, then they would never boil her, we'll believe the Kohen, the Katan, and she can marry a Basula. If she's the source, she says, I was taken into captivity, Nishvesi V'ani Tahora. So that's HaPesha Asra HaPesha Hitir. So then she is Torah. That's a rule B'chol HaTorah Kula. But generally, if Edom come afterwards and say that she was taken into captivity, the HaPesha Asra falls off, and then she should be Tameya. But here, we V'shvuyah Hikilube. We say that since originally it began as HaPesha Asra HaPesha Hitir, or again, there's another, there are about, I don't know, five or six places in Shas, where we find this concept of Bishvuya Hikilu, Bishvuya Hikilu, Bishvuya Hikilu. And so Tosa says, why would they make hell? Because the issue of the Shvuya not marrying a Kohen is really a Din Drabanan. Okay? But then that shouldn't affect the Knas. Why shouldn't she get her Knas? Rabbanan want to be Machmir in the world of Yisr Veheter. Rabbanan want to be Machmir in the world of Yuchsin. They can be Machmir, but this is the Knas is coming to her. This is Chol Shemishpat. This is Dini Mamanos. So Tosis explains, Ein La Knas, even though Mida Oraisa she is Vacheskas Besula, Mishum Gezera, Shaloti Nase La Kohen Asur Kabula Kol Devareha. There had to be this low plug. People wouldn't understand why she can't marry a Kohen if she can get a Knas. She's a Besula, so she should marry a Kohen. In other words, that you have to have a consistency. So to explain to him, no, that's a chumra in the world. With these rabbis, they're always machmir, etc. So Chazal made this lo plug. That's the way Tosis understands. Yes?
Can we say enos and gzera l'gzera?
Excellent question. So this is the concept of kula gzera achasi. Namely, that when Chazal decided to make their gzera on kahuna, they looked into Ezeo Chacham HaRed Tanola, looked into the Jewish people, and said, we're going to have to make over here a broader gzera in order to be able to keep the core of the gzera. That's of kula gzera achasi. Whether this was the reality that Chazal really saw it all at the first moment, or they came to it a little later on and then they added it in, but in order to be able to maintain the first gzera was necessary. This is an area where we do allow, we don't view it as a gzera l'gzera. Look, learning the sugi in this direction, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda Rabidos Armu Davar Echad. Rav Yehuda says, no, that this shvuya remains b'kedushasa, that she can marry a kohen, namely that we're not gozer at all. We're going to keep her on her da'oraisa plane. And that's what Rabbi Dosa said as well, that she can eat truma. She remains on the Doraisa plane in all areas. Everything Tosis is writing is to explain the Shita of Rabbana. But Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa disagree. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, or Amar Rava, to the Girsas over here, Dil Malohi, maybe we can drive a wedge between these two, Deot of Rabbi Dosa and Rav Yehuda. Ad kan lo kama Rav Yehuda hacha, Ela shelo yehe chote niskar, aval hasam k'rabbanan svirale. Maybe Rabbanan, maybe Rav Yehuda agrees with the general din of Rabbanan. The general din of Rabbanan is that we're machmir in the world of Yuchsin, right? But as opposed to Rabbanan's gzeira, in order to be able that people would understand this better, right? But Rav Yehuda says, just a minute, there's another factor here as well. There's a factor of the good of society, that this is you know, we're giving a situation where a chote is niskar, you know, it's being taken advantage of by this person, by this rapist or this seducer. He's taking advantage of Rabbanan's desire for the you know, to strengthen their gzeira of yuchsin. And so therefore, what Rav Yehud is chablik on is this gzeira of Tosfos, right? In other words, the gzeira shaloti nase lekohen asur kibula chadvareha, Rav Yehuda disagrees. He says that creates a situation of kote niskar. I'm not going to allow such a gzeira. And so therefore, in a chiname, this woman really should not marry a kohen. And this woman should not eat truma. I disagree with Rabbi Dosa. In the world of Iser Veheter, we'll have a chumra. But we're not going to extend it to the world of Choshen Mishpat, because then chote niskar. Then the rapist gets away with murder. He gets away with rape. And the seducer gets away with seduction. So I'm not going to move it to that area. Maybe the machlokis is within this last line of Tosfos. Whether say, because of a gzeira shalotinase lakohen, we're going to aser the knas. That's the svara of Rabbanan. But according to Rava, that on that point, Rav Yehuda disagrees. Again, this is as opposed to the first day assumed the Rav Yehuda disagreed even on the level of Yisr V'heter. Now we're saying, no, on the level of Yisr V'heter, Rav Yehuda agrees, but shalo yehi chotei niskar, he doesn't extend it to the world of Koshe Mishpat. Aval hasam karabanan sphirulei, the world of Yisr V'heter, he agrees. This woman should not marry a Kohen, and this woman should not eat Truma. Ina may take it from the other side. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Dosa hasam. Where was Rabbi Dosa mekel? Ela the truma drabanan. Avol knas da oraisa karabanan sviralei. That Rabbi Dosa holds that, like Tosfos, right? Rabbi Dosa holds like Tosfos, that we have over here a woman who mi da oraisa, right, is muteret, but we're machmir because we don't want her to marry a kohen, and in order that she shouldn't marry a kohen, she also is not going to get her knas. We have this gzeira because we want her not to marry a kohen, and therefore lechora, of course, also she shouldn't eat truma if she's not marrying a kohen. However, on truma drabanan, that would be in our language like a gzeira legzeira. That's already truma drabanan itself is a drabanan, and this woman is only the kol chash is drabanan. So if she's a bas kohen, we'll allow her to eat truma drabanan. What does that mean to eat truma drabanan? What, she can eat vegetables truma, you know, as opposed to wheat truma? So Rashi over here explains truma bizman hazeh drabanan hi. Rashi dekevan dafilu nivala isura drabanan bi almahu. Again, this is within the sheet of Tosfos. That since Mida Oraisa, she's a Besula. She could marry a Kohen Mida Oraisa. But we make an Iser Jurabanan because of the strength of Yuchsin. So Lo Gozru Al Sveka. So they're not going to be Gozer on Truma Jurabanan. Avo Knas Lafuki Mamonahu Eimalach Savik Bu'uva Hiyum Sveka Lo Mafkina Mamona. But on the level of... Oh, maybe we should read this Rashi at this moment. I'm sorry. I take that back. We're not reading Rashi this moment. Okay, we'll get back. We'll get back. In other words, but the pashtus of the Gemara, according to the top Tosfos over here that we saw, ve'elu hein she'en lehem knas hagioris v'ashuya, pashtus of the Gemara is that Rabbi Dosa agrees that we want her not to marry a Kohen. In order she not to marry a Kohen, we have to make a gzeira in terms of the knas. But in terms of truma, even though lechora, that should also fall under the Yisr, since bizman hazeh truma is drabanan, we're not going to go there, that take it that far. She's a bas kohen, she can still eat truma bizman hazeh. However, even though Tosfos learns this way, if you open the Tosfos Harash, we see that he began to learn this way. In other words, he has two dibur hamaskils. He has a dibur hamaskil. Tosfos Harash has the Dibur Hamaskio Elu Enlem Knas, which is exactly like Tosfos. Tema b'chol ducht amrina b'shvuya hikivu mishum to doraisa chashvina leke besula chumra bi'alma hushi asur lekohen v'kevan demi doraisa ena b'chesas bula amai enla knas yeshlam arishum gzeira shalotinasi lekohen asu'u kebu'ula lechol davar. But then when Tosfos Harash got to this point of the Truma Drabanan, here he took a step back. Piresh Rashi, that is Truma Drabanan, is Truma Bizman Hazed Drabanan. So Tosas Harosh was bothered, Hiksha Rabbeinu Meir, Imkein Havalila Meimar Behedya, Truma Bizman Hazed. What are we using this euphemism of Truma Drabanan? We should say that in other words, that Rabbi Dosa said that Truma nowadays, we're not Gozira. Upiresh Dehochi Ka'amar. So because of this issue of the phrase of Truma Drabanan as a Truma, post Truma Bizman Hazeh, Tosas Harosh comes on to a totally different perush of the entire sugya. Namely, Mishum Deshvuya Safek Niv'ala Safek Lo Niv'ala. That not like Tosas says that a Shvuya Midoraisa is viewed as a Cheskas Besula. In other words, that she's viewed as a Besula Midoraisa. No. Shvuya is a Safek Midoraisa. Shvuya Safek Nivala Safek Lo Nivala. We have a 50-50 Safek. When a woman is taken captive, was she Nivala or was she not Nivala? And when we have a Safek, this is going to explain to us the din of Rabbi Dosa. Namely, Kevan de Safeku, Islan Lemeimar Ukma Acheskasa Umuteres Letruma Mida Oraisa. Hilkach man da asar bitruma lo asar ela midrabana. We have a suffik mida oraisa. How should we paskin when we have a suffik mida oraisa? So here we have a chazaka. So the chazaka tells us to be machuria the suffik lekula. The chazaka tells us to be machuria the Safek Lekula. Hilkach man de osar betruma. So if there is someone who is osir for this woman to eat truma, namely the shita of Rabbanan, lo osar ela midrabanan. Rabbi Dosa haichumra lesle. Avo knas de oraisa, perush de tanakama de Rav Yehuda, isle de oraisa lesle, Cave on the Safek Nivala, Safek Lo Nivala, Afalgav de Ikala Meimar Hamed Isha al Cheskata, Ha'ika Cheskas Mamon de Kaima Kenegda, the cave on the Safek Huva Davar Shakul, Misfeka Lomafkina Mamona, Cave on the Midoraisa, Osir Lafuke Mine. Okay. And if we learn this way, then Lomitz Tarech Litchok Ulafarish Taima Mishum Gezeira Kamoshi Pirashti Le'el. Let me put on the board we have over here the Machlokis between Tosfos and Tosus Harosh. Okay, we're dealing with the status of a shvuya. What is the status of the shvuya? So Tosa says that the shvuya, mida oraisa, is besula badai. That she has a cheskas besulin, and this makes her a besula badai, mida oraisa. Then we mida oraisa, if we'll ask, can this shvuya marry a kohen? Certainly. Can this shvuya eat truma? Certainly. Should this shvuya get a knas if someone rapes or seduces her? Certainly. That's Tosis's understanding. However, midrabanan, according to Tosfos, we have a machlokes, rabanan, and Rav Yehuda. That midrabanan, Rabbanan say, we have a chash, midrabbanan, liyuchsin, and therefore this woman is not allowed to marry a kohen, Okay? She's not allowed to marry a Kohen midrabban. Midaraisa, she can. Rabbi Yehuda says, nothing doing. In other words, she remains midrabbanan muteris l'kohen. She's a besugla. He doesn't have that takana midrabbanan. Okay? What about she's muteret l'kohen? So Tosos was bothered. What about according to Rabbanan Knas? So in other words, Rabbanan also say, right? And Rabbanan, and this Machokis is also Rabbanan Ein La Knas. And Rav Yehuda says Yesh La Knas. So Rav Yehuda, we understand Mitasa, Mida Oraisa. In other words, there's not an issue. So she's Muteret La Kohen and she gets the Knas. Why does Rabbanan say over here Ein La Knas? So Tosas has to come on that this is a Gezeira. This is a gzera, that in order to be able to maintain the Iser to marry a Kohen, we had to make this gzera, that even though she should get the Knas, she doesn't. And Rav Yehuda says, nothing doing. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. So there's no reason to make any Knasot. Okay, yes?
Why does her not getting a Knas protect the fact that she was not going to now marry a Kohen?
Because she doesn't get a knas, it's basically saying she's not a besula. She's not a besula, she was a besula before the Shevi. It means that she became a bu'ua in the Shevi. Who slept with her? A goy. And that's why she can't marry a Kohen. Namely, the whole issue of marrying a Kohen is that maybe one of the captors was intimate with her, and that's why she can't marry the Kohen. Because a Kohen can't marry a woman who is in the status of a zona. A zona is not defined like, you know, in colloquially a prostitute, but rather the zona means a woman who was nivelet, a woman who was intimate with someone who's osir. It's osir for a Jewish woman. If a Jewish woman slept with a goy, she's not able to marry a kohen. Okay, that's, you know, even bisman hazeh.
It's just we're based on this zera that we're not giving her a knas. At the right level, she really does have a knas.
Exactly. That's what Rabbanan. That's what Yehuda is pointing at. Rabbi Yehuda says she gets her knas, and so Tosos was bothered. This is why we have a Tosos. Tosos was bothered. Why shouldn't she get the knas? If midoraisa she's a besula vaday, v'haraya that we have this principle of bishvuya hikiluba. Right? The Tosos points out we have all of our shas we speak about bishvuya hikiluba. It means that the issue of shvuya for not marrying a kohen is a drabanan issue. It's not a Doraisa issue. If it's a Drabanan issue, why shouldn't she get a Knas? So Tosfos has to come on to a Gezeira. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos, that we have a Gezeira. To maintain this Gezeira, we have to extend it over here as well. Okay, comes along Tosfos Harash. And he says, no. This Shvuya, Mida Oraisa, is a suffix. Read the word Doraisa. We have a suffix Doraisa. She was in captivity. Maybe the captor was intimate with her. Maybe he wasn't intimate with her. There are different cheshbonas of the captors. On one hand, he wants to be able to... Why did he capture her? He captured her for ransom. So he wants that she wants to be able for her to maintain value. On the other hand, she is a woman, and she's under his control. And so we have over here a suffix, whether nivala or lo nivala. Okay? So, our question, in other words, she's in the status over here of a suffix. So what should be the halacha when we have a suffix de oraisa? When we have a suffix de oraisa? So so we have to look and see what else we have. So we say in the world of Iser Veheter, on the level, we have a world of Iser Veheter and a world of Mama. Right? We have a world, is she allowed to marry a Kohen? And does she get money? Right? These are two issues. that we're dealing with, again, on the Doraisa plane. On the Doraisa plane we're talking about over here. So in the world of Iser Veheter, we have a rule that when you have a Safek, and she had a Cheskas Heter, she had a previous quo ante, so it will be Machria Le Kula. And Midoraisa, she should be able to marry a Kohen. Midoraisa, she should be able to eat Truma. She should be able to eat Truma Midoraisa, and she should be able to marry a Kohen Midoraisa, because we have a suffix. Was she Nivela? Was she not Nivela? But she has a Chazaka of Besulim. So when we have a suffix and we have a Chazaka, the Cheskas Heter will be Machria Le Kula. But in the world of Mamonos, when you have a suffix Doraisa, what's the rule? In the world of Mamonos, Hamotzi Mechaveiro, Olav Haraya. So, Mida Oraisa, this woman should be able to marry a Kohen to eat Truma, but she's not going to get her Knas. But she's not going to get her Knas. Again, we're trying to explain the world of Shvuya. However, okay, this is all on a Doraisa plane. Drabanan plane, within the Drabanan plane, the Midrabanan, so Rabanan b'chol zot were made a chedachshash liyuchzin, and they said it's aser for her to marry a Kohen. Okay? It's aser for her to marry a Kohen. Rav Yehuda left it as the on the level of the Doraisa. She's mutter to marry a Kohen. One second.
Rav Yehuda never said she's mutter as the Kohen.
What?
Rav Yehuda never said mutter as the Kohen. That's what's going to get confusing here. You just said there's an Ein La Knas. Yesh La Knas.
Just a minute. So I understand this. Rabbanan say that she can't marry a Kohen. Okay, now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Amru Davar Echad. Then the Gemara distinguishes. The Gemara says that maybe Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Dosa Hasam Ela Bitruma Drabana Avo Beknas Da Oraisa Kerabanan Svirelei, namely that the Rabbanan said that we're choshesh on the world of Yuchsin, and according to the Rabbanan, that she's not allowed to eat Truma. Comes along Rabbi Dosa, and he says, I agree with this picture. I agree with this picture. And since I agree with this picture, I am going to disagree with the Rabbanan in terms of the Drabana, but not in terms of the Doraisa. Namely, I'm going to say that this woman should be able to eat Truma. Why? Because Truma Drabana. The Iser of eating Truma is only an Iser Drabana. Not we're talking about Truma Bizman Hazeh v'chulei v'chulei. Rabbi Dos is telling us that the Iser of eating Truma is only an Issa Drabana. This is part of the Chash Yuchsin. But in terms of her not getting Knas, that's a din of Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. And that's a din Doraisa. So I will agree she shouldn't get Knas, but I will disagree with Rabbanan on the level of Truma. Namely, that what the Tosfos HaRosh did was by understanding the Doraisa on a different plane, by understanding the Doraisa on a different plane, he was able to explain the Gemara differently than Rashi learned the Gemara. Rashi learned the Gemara that the Truma that we're talking about is a Truma Drabana. And we're not Gozer because of Gzera L'Gzera. But according to the way Tosfos HaRosh learns, Rabbi Dosa looked at the Doraisa and said, the fact that Rabbanon generally say that this woman shouldn't eat Truma, that is a Din Drabana.
Tosfos, right?
What?
Rashi's more like Tosfos HaRosh. You said Rashi.
I pointed out that Tosfos, the way he learned, the way that Tosfos, I'm sorry, man, this is not a very good chart. I mean, it's correct, but it's not. I'm not being able to make it clearer by the chart. According to Tosfos, Midoraisa, she's a Basula Vadai. So if we ask, so Midoraisa, then she is Muteres Le Kohen, Muteres Le Truma, and Mikabelet Knas. Right? All of this is according to Tosfos, right? That since she's Basula Vadai, all of this she should get Midoraisa. Okay? On a Drabanan plane, Rav Yehuda says that she's still Muteret LeKohen, that she's still, I'm sorry, correct, Menachem, let's talk about what, even though she uses the language of Rebbe Kedushasa, which would certainly, Rabbi Yehuda says,
what's she's
Mikabelis Knas, right, that's, why not, right, and Rabbi, Rabbi Dosa says, Ocheles Truma. However, according to Rabbanan, Asura le Kohen, Lo Ochelet Truma, and Lo Mikabelet Knas. So Rabbi Yehuda, we have no problem with. We midoraisa, this woman can get a knas. Midrabanan, she has a knas. Rabbi Dosa, we have no problem with. Midoraisa, she's muteret betruma. Midrabanan, she's muteret betruma. Rabbanan have three gzeiros. So gzeira A, asura lekohen. This is what we'll call chash yuchsin. Okay, Rabbanan, we're machmir in the world of yuchsin. In terms of truma, who are they? In other words, we're dealing with the world of Kahuna. We have Achshas Yuchsin, and therefore they're not. Why in the world were they Machmir and Knas? So here's where Tosfos had to introduce a Gzera. Right? Tosfos had to introduce this Gzera that if we allow her to get her Knas, then the people go, I think she's Muteret Lekohe. Right? This was Tosfos. In other words, this was the way the Tosfos learned the Gemara. So, does Rav Yehuda agree with Rabbi Dosa, and does Rav Dosa agree with Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara said that it could be that Rav Yehuda will say, I can, in other words, I will agree with Rabbanan that this woman won't eat truma. We have a chashash of yuchsin. But in terms of knas, lo yehei chote niskar, I can't agree with this gzeira. I can't agree with this gzeira. And according to Rabbi Dosa, he could say that when we're dealing with dinim d'oraisa, you know, there's room to make the gzeira. But if we're dealing with truma d'rabanan, right, that's like a gzeira l'gzeira, that far we don't go. We'll make one gzeira, we'll make a double gzeira. Okay, so over here, okay, so you can see the Gemara according to Tosfos. Comes along Tosfos Harash and says that the whole Gemara could be understood on a totally different plane. That mida oraisa, we have a suffix. And so mida oraisa, what comes out is that this woman is muteres l'koei because of the suffix. I'd like to continue in blue, but can't read it. Muteres l'kohen and muteres b'truma and mekabel k'nas. And no, but eina mekabel k'nas. Right? Because midaraisa, we have a suffix. So in the world of iser v'heter, we say we have a din of chazaka. The chazaka will help us to help her. But mamon, against the cheskas heter of the woman, the boel is holding on to the money. He has a cheskas mamon. And when we have such a situation, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. Motzi mechavero olav haraya, she doesn't get the knas mida oraisa. She doesn't get the knas mida oraisa. What happens according to... according to Tosfos Harash, on the Drabonan plane. So we saw right, so I mean this picture over here, well it comes out the reason is what I'm saying, yeah? So over here, according to Rabbanan, Asura l'kohen is chashash yuchsin, midrabbanan. Asura b'truma is a chash yuchsin. In terms of knas, this was a din d'oraisa. In other words, they're not anything in terms of knas. The fact that she's not doesn't get a knas, that's a din d'oraisa. They added, they said, even though mi d'oraisa, she was muteret kohen and muteret betruma, she's going to be aser midrabanan. Comes along Rabbi Dosa, and he says that muteres bitruma, but yitachein that ain mekevel knas. This is doraisa. In other words, Rabbi Dosa simply said, we're going to leave this woman on a doraisa plane. That's what Rabbi Dosa says. Truma d'rabbanon, knas d'oraisa. That the whole iser of eating truma is chash yuchsin mid'rabbanon. On that, I disagree. But on the din of knas, that I'll agree with rabbanon. That's a din d'oraisa. Namely, we're not talking over here about eating truma d'rabbanon. We're talking over here about the fact that the gzeira on truma, this iser of eating truma, is a d'rabbanon. The gzeira of not getting the din of not getting the knas, that's a din de oraisa. That's a din de oraisa. And Rav Yehuda, and in terms of Rav Yehuda, So we have two ways of understanding Rav Yehuda. We can either say that Rav Yehuda disagrees with this understanding. Rav Yehuda will hold like Tosfos that she's a besula vaday midoraisa. She gets a knas midoraisa. One possibility of Rav Yehuda is that midoraisa mekabela knas. In other words, because she's a vaday besula, not like Rabbanan. Or even if he agrees with Rabbanan, midoraisa, we have a takana. We have a takana that she should get the knas. Why? Shelo yehi chotin nizkar. In other words, real midoraisa, she should really not get the knas because hamotzi mechayav avaraya. But then it turns out that this rapist, this seduction, is taking advantage of this halacha. So Rabbanan made a takana that she should get the knas. So it's unclear within Rabbi Yehuda, is he on a doraisa plane? And that's what it says. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Dosa Amru Davar Echad. That in general, we view this woman as muteret lekohen, muteret letruma, mekabelet knas. That Rav Yehuda would hold like here, or Rav Yehuda agrees with this picture of Rabbanan, but says that even though midoraisa einam bekabelet knas, we have a takana lo yehi chotei niskar. What the Tosas Arash has, what motivated him was that now when Rabbi Dosa says that she is muter and truma. It's because the din of Truma, the Iser of Rabbanan on Truma, is only an Iser d'Rabbanan. Truma d'Rabbanan. The fact that Rabbanan wanted to make this Iser of Truma, but on the level of Knas midoraisa. In other words, that the phrasing of the Gemara is described what we have in a Doraisa and a d'Rabbanan plane. This is within the Tosas Harash. And there's one more shita here in terms of learning the Gemara. Not, neither Tosos nor Tosos Harash, although it's not all that far from one of them, and that's the shita of the Rambam. Okay, but first, just to understand the difference between Tosos and Tosos Harash. Tosos views that on a derisive plane, she's a Basula Vada. And Tosos Harash is on a derisive plane, she is a Suffolk. The nafgamina between these two approaches is that when Rabbanan say she doesn't get a knas, is that a din d'Rabbanan? That's the way that this is the chashivas of that doesn't get a knas according to Tosos is a din d'Rabbanan, while according to Tosos Harash, this is a din d'Oraisa. Right? So the fact she doesn't get a knas is a din d'Oraisa. It's not a din d'Rabbanan. That's the basic nafgamina between these two approaches, and the shot in the Gemara, when it says the words Truma Drabanan, according to Tosfos, it means Truma Bizman Hazeh, a certain type of Truma. Masha'in came in terms of Tosfos Harash, this is a din of Shvuya. The fact that the Shvuya can't eat Truma, that's a din Drabanan. Masha'in came in terms of Knas, the fact that the Shvuya doesn't get a Knas, that's a din Doraisa. Okay? Okay, when we open the Rambam to Hilchos Isurei Biya, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Yud Zayin, there the Rambam talks about Shvuya. And he says as follows, HaShvuya Nifdeit, if she is redeemed, v'hi bas gimel shanim v'yom echad o yoser, she's redeemed as a gedola, asura lekohen. Why? Mipnei shehi safek zona, shema nivala le'akum. Okay, she's asura, but it doesn't say whether she's asura midoraisa or midrabanan yet. He simply says she's asura lekohen neshehi safek zona shema nivalala akum. V'im yesh la eid shelo nityached ha'akum ima hareze kashera lekohuna afilu eved afilu shivka. This is the din of b'shvuya hikilu. U'shtei shvuyot he'ida kol achad b'hen al-chaver tarilu ne'emanot. Now the Rambam is coming to give the crux of his shita. Ho'il v'isur kol hasfekos kulon midivrei sofrim l'fikach hikilu b'shvuya. Okay, so here we have the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that the shvuya is a safek midaoraita. Like Tosas HaRosh in that respect. The shvuya is a safek. We don't know what happened. She was by the goyim. We don't know. Maybe she's still a basula. Maybe she was never raped by her captor. Maybe she was. We don't know. We have a safek midaoraita. How do we deal with a safek daoraita? So here, as opposed to Tosas HaRosh, who says, oh, safek daoraisa, if it's in the world of Iser Veheter, let's look at the Chazaka and Bimachria Lekula. And if it's in the world of Mamon, we have a din of Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Haraya. The Rambam has a different shita about safek midaoraita. The Rambam has a shita that safek midaoraita, in his language, Ho'il ve'iser ko hasfekos kulan midivrei sofrim, hilkoch hikilu v'shvuya. We know that we have a principle, safek doraisa l'chumra, safek drabanan l'kula. But that principle itself, is that principle itself doraisa or drabanan? So the shita of the Rambam, this is all over the Rambam, it's in Hilchos Kilayim, in Hilchos Machos and Suros, in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, and here, is that a safek mida oraisa l'kula. A safek mida oraisa is l'kula. The Rambam's makor is that we have a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Safek mamzer is muter lavo l'kohol. If we're not sure is a mamzer or not, then mida oraita l'kula, sveka doraita midoraita l'kula. So therefore, if we ask, what is this as the shvuya? Midoraita l'kula. She's muteret l'kohen, she's muteret bitruma. Midrabanan l'chumra. So according to the Rambam, the shvuya is a safek doraisa. So we'll ask, what is her status? So her status is mida oraita. She is l'kula. She is muteret l'kohen u'l'truma. And midrabanan l'chumra. Asura midrabanan l'kohen u'l'truma. In other words, this is a din of all sfeikos d'oraisa. Every safek d'oraisa, midoraisa is l'kula, and midrabanan is l'chumra. If we'll ask, what about the money? What about the knas? So there, in other words, we have a din. In other words, this is all in the world of Iser Veheter. In the world of Mammon, Amotzi mechaveiro alav harayish doesn't get a knas midoraisa. So when the Rambam says that the shvuya is neshehi safek zona shema nivala laakum asura lakohen, this is midrabanan. Hoil v'iser kol asfekos kulan midivrei sofrim. Since it's an iser drabanan, lafika chikilu b'shvuya, to believe the katan, to believe the one aid, to believe, etc., etc. Because the Easter that we have is an Easter drabanan. Okay, these are three different shitos. Tosfos, Tosfos HaRosh, and the Rambam. That according to Tosfos HaRosh, The fact that we have an Isur to the Kohen is because Chazal made a special Shash Yuchsin. According to the Rambam, this is the din of every Safek Doraisa, that Midrabanan, we go Lachumra. Right? The comparison to Tosus HaRosh is, according to Tosus HaRosh, by Mamon Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya, right? And over here also, Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya. And we, that according to both of them, the fact that Rabbanan say that you shouldn't get a knas, that's a din d'oraisa. Tosa says, shouldn't get a knas as a gzeira midrabanan. Okay. Yes?
So is there an acme between the Rambam and Tosus HaRosh?
Between the Rambam and the Tosfos HaRosh, the halachically, Nafkamina Lechara would be that the Tosus HaRosh comes to his Shita by saying, when we have a Safek Doraisa, look at the world of Chazakos. And since she had a Cheskas Besula, so we're Machriya Lekula on a Doraisa plane. But according to Rambam, no, that's not a din because she has a Cheskas Heter. Let's say we would have a woman who would not have a Cheskas Heter, would not have a Cheskas Besula. She was a Mukaseitz. She would not have a Cheskas Besulim, then Yitachain, that the Tosus HaRosh would not be Machriya in this way. In other words, normally we would say Sfeika Doraisa L'Chumra, that we'd have an Isur L'Kohen, we'd have an Isur of Truma. But according to the Rambam, Mida Oraisa, every Safek Doraisa, Mida Oraisa is L'Kula. Nothing to do with the world of Chazakos. I have to think if I could just make this chart. More. I would like to believe that if I was healthier, I could do better. But I have to wait till I'm healthier and then do better. Okay, so these are the three shitas over here between the Tosus HaRosh, and the Rambam. In other words, the Avram asks, what's the difference between the Rambam and Tosus HaRosh? The Rambam and Tosus HaRosh are very, very close to one another, but are certainly not the same. Tosus on one hand, as opposed to Tosus HaRosh and the Rambam, are very, very different shitas, and on that, all the Achronim point out that they're that there is a nafkamina, that there is a nafkamina. What if nafkamina would be, what if a woman was taken captive and a katan comes and says that he was with her the whole time and she's a besula? Okay? So if can such a woman marry a kohen? The answer is yes. Can she eat truma? The answer is yes. Would she get a knas? In other words, a woman came back from the Shevi, a katan comes and says, I was with her the whole time, she's a besula, and then someone goes ahead and seduces her or rapes her. Does she get a knas? Does she get her knas according to the Rishonim? So according to Tosfos, yes, she should get her knas. Because midoraisa, she should have gotten her knas. B'shvuya hikilube, it's only midraban because of this gzera. But the moment that we have an aid, the same aid that allows her to marry a kohen, will also allow her to get her knas. But according to Tosus HaRosh and the Rambam, she's not getting her knas on a doraisa play. Midoraisa, she can't get her knas. Hamotzi mechavelo haraya. Katan's not going to change the doraisa halacha. Hamotzi mechavelo alav haraya. In other words, the fact that this Eina Mekabel Knas is a Doraisa, both according to the Rambam and Tosus HaRosh, so then she would not get the Knas. Again, this is not my Nafkamina, this is Minchas Chinuch, there's Mitzvah Samach Aleph, I think it's Sif Tesvav. But you know, in all of the books of the Achronim, they all quote this Minchas Chinuch. That was the difference between Tosos on one hand and Tosos HaRosh and the Rambam on the other hand. Now, even between Tosos HaRosh and the Rambam would be, what if a woman doesn't have a Cheskas Heter? Right? So according to Tosos HaRosh, we would say, Safik Doraisa L'Chumra. And according to the Rambam, every Safik Doraisa, Mi Doraisa is L'Kula. Doesn't need Chazakos at all in his picture. So that's what we have over here in terms of Shvuya. These three Shitos of the Rambam, the Tosos HaRosh, and Tosos himself. In terms of just reading through the Gemara, that's where we left off. Amale Avaye. So we had within Rav Yehuda two approaches. Why does Rav Yehuda hold that she gets a knas in our Mishnah? Is it because he holds that really she is a besula, that she is a besula, or even if we have all sorts of reasons to say she's not a besula, shelo yehechote niskar, that here we have Chazal entering into the picture and changing the halacha so that the rapist or the seducer will not be able to take advantage of this halacha. But so Rabbi says, "V'tayma Rav Yehuda, hakam yishem shelo yechote niskarhu." That his reasoning is the reasoning that Chazal brought in another factor. V'atanya Rav Yehuda omer shvuya shenishbeis harehi b'kedushasa afilu bas eser shanim k'suvasa masayim. We pointed out that in the world of shvuya, classically there are three areas that Rabbanan were machmir. They were machmir in terms of her marrying a kohen. They were machmir in terms of her not getting a knas, and they were machmir in terms of her ksuva. So Rav Yehuda disagrees not only in terms of the knas; he also disagrees in terms of the ksuva. V'hasa ma'ishu lo yehechote niskar. There's no lo yehechote niskar by a ksuva. No one's being a chote. In other words, she's getting married. So the Gemara says, Gilma mimne evelo naspeba. That again, maybe Rabbanan have an agenda. They have an agenda. They want to help. They want people not to take advantage of this woman's tragedy. She was taken captive. This was not her doing, right? So we don't want people to take advantage of it. So A, we don't want someone to rape her or seduce her and say, she's hefker, I don't have to pay money. So we say, no, you have to pay knas. And we don't want people not to marry her because they'll view her as damaged goods. And so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll give her a ksuva of masayim. That namely Rabbanan, are trying to support the woman as much as possible and view her as having total kedushas Yisrael and that we don't view her as having been violated in the Shevi. Okay? So that's Vesavar. As then the Gemara asks, Vesavar Rav Yehuda b'kedushasa kayima, that does he really believe that we should view her as a besula? V'hatanya hapoda es hashivuya yisa ena. Someone who is mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, he redeems this woman from her captivity, and we're talking about a kohen, right? And he's a kohen, he can marry her. Meid ba, but if we're dealing with the person who testified that she remained a besula, lo yisa ena. Rav Yehuda omer benkach ubenkach lo yisa ena. This whole braisa makes no sense. Haguf asha. Amrus hapodes ha-shvuya yisa ena v'hadatana meid ba lo yisa ena. Doesn't make sense. If a kohen can marry her, the fact that this kohen also was made that she was not touched, that's a reason that she shouldn't marry her. Mishum shemeid ba lo yisa ena halo kasha hachikamar hapodes ha-pduya umeid ba yisa ena. If someone claims, I was with this woman in captivity and no one touched her, and I'm going to be poda her and marry her, we allow that to go through. Namely, we say he wouldn't put out that money to be poda her had he not been certain that as a kohen he could marry her. He doesn't want his marriage to get messed up retroactively. However, meid ba kedi, if he didn't put out any money, he simply is a kohen who says, I was with her, and someone else was poder. I was with her and she's a besula. Then, lo yisa'ena, because it could be he's not telling the truth, he's just infatuated by her, and he says, I have nothing to lose. I didn't put any money in. If it turns out that they'll find out the truth, that really she was nivelet, okay, so at that time, I'll divorce her, but by the time I can marry her. Mikomakom kasha l'Rav Yehuda, but why would the world does Rav Yehuda say, bein kach u'bein kach lo yisa'ena? Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, and Rav Yehuda in the Braisos assumes that she's bit Dushasa, that we assume she's a besula. Amarav Papa, Eim Rav Yehuda Omer, Ben Kach Lu Ben Kach Yisa Ena. We have to change the girsa. Rav Yehuda, Berev Rav Yeshua, Amar Geolam Kedekatani, that we read it Lo Yisa Ena, but this is not Rav Yehuda Shita, but rather Rav Yehuda, Lidivreim Durabonim Kamar Lohu. Lididi, Lushitati, Ben Kach Lu Ben Kach Yisa Ena. Any Kohen can marry this woman, be it the Kohen who put in money, be it the Kohen who is made, because she's a besula. She's becheskas besula, bekedushasa kayame. Ela lididchu, but according to you, that we have a chash of yuchsin, that we have gzeros, according to you, Rabbanan, or that we have a real suffix, according to you, then ben kach uben kach lo yisa ena. So then the Kohen should not marry her. V'rabbanon hapode es hashvuya umeid ba yisa ena lo shadi inish zuze bichdi. And the Rabbanon shita is that they distinguish. If a person, if a Kohen puts in money, then he probably checked it out very, very well. Made ba kedi, but if he was just made, he didn't put any money. As he pointed out earlier, maybe this Kohen is just infatuated by her and he's willing to lie in order to marry her. And so in this area, Rabbanan say we keep the gzera that she shouldn't get married. Okay. Ramila, so far so good? Okay. Ramila Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. The Sava Rav Yehuda Bekedushasa Kayana. Is this really Rav Yehuda Shita, that we view a woman who was in a situation of suffolk as being becheskas besula? Vohatanya, let's take the Gioras. Gioras shenis gaira. Okay, so first we start off with something which is totally from left field, but we're going to bring it back to our world in a minute. We're talking about a Gioras shenis gaira, the ra'as adam. This is the world of Nida. Those who are learning Hilchos Nida this year, it's somewhat familiar to you. Those who aren't, it may be totally off the wall. So the world is that when a woman becomes a Nida, we know it as an Iser to her husband. But what if the woman is not married? So by us, it's totally irrelevant factor. But in the time of Chazal, the Iker issue of Nida was Tumah V'Tahara. People dealt with Tumah V'Tahara on a daily basis. And when a woman became a Nida, she became Tameah. And anything that was Tohar that she touched would then become Tameh. Now, once she sees Dam, then clearly she's going to stay away from Taharos. But the question is, should we be concerned? Maybe she saw Dam now, but really had she checked herself earlier, she also would have seen Dam. And maybe she's really a Nida from earlier. So we have a Gzeira. We have a Gzeira, Me eis la eis umi pekida la pekida. That in the world of Tumas Ataros, we have a chash derabanan, that when a woman becomes a nida, she becomes a nida l'mafreya. How long l'mafreya? Maximum 24 hours. However, if she checked herself within the 24 hours, so she's going to be tamei l'mafreya mi pekida la pekida, until the time she checked herself last. Whichever is the less of those two numbers. Maximum 24 hours, but if she checked herself, then that would serve as the stop on the Lamafreya. However, by a Gioris, here Rav Yossi says, Kochol Hanoshim, Umetama mi eis leisum, and Pekida la Pekida. Rav Yossi says, what's the difference? She's a Gioris, or she's a Jew from birth. She has the same din drabana. But Rav Yehuda says, Daya Sha'ata. What's going on over here? So Rashi explains. Ra'a Sadam bo bayom. Namely, she became a Gioret in the morning. That afternoon, she was Ra'a Sadam. So What we say is that since the gzeira has two aspects to it, 24 hours or the last time she checked herself, and 24 hours is not shayach by this giores, because any dam that she saw when she was a giores is not dam tameh, so the whole gzeira falls off. You can't have half a gzeira. You can't have half a gzeira. Right, that's what Tosfos over here points out. Pirish bekuntres came and deleka mi eis le eis mi pekida le pekida nami lo gozer rabbanon, and according to Rav Yossi, we'll have as much of the gzeira as we can. Okay, but that has nothing to do with our sugya. What has to do with our sugya is the next machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. Utsricha lahamtin gimel chadashim divrei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi matili ores vilhinase miyad. The question over here is a world of havchana, that we have in Maseches Yevamos a concept that when a woman is coming out of a first marriage, it could be that she is a grusha, it could be that she is a chalutza, it could be that she's an almana. She's coming out of one marriage and she wants to move into another marriage, she has to wait 3 months to know if she's pregnant, whose baby it is. That if she waits 3 months, so then if she was pregnant from the first husband, we'll see on her and we'll know that this baby is the first husband's baby. If she waits 3 months and we see that she's not pregnant, now she can get married, and it'll be clear that if she gets pregnant, that's from the second husband. So we want to know who the father of the baby is. So what if we have a gioris? Does she have to wait 3 months? So Rav Yossi says, no, she can get married right away. And Rav Yehuda says that she has to wait 3 months. Now just a minute. We're not dealing with the gioris who was necessarily married. We're dealing with a shiksa who wants to become a Jewish woman. If Rav Yehuda says that she has to wait 3 months, what does that imply? That she had slept around when she was a goya. So why does Rav Yehuda say that when a woman is in, again, we're dealing with the woman in captivity. When a woman is in the company of a lot of non-Jews, Rav Yehuda says, Bikdusha Sakai, here we see that this Gioras was in the company of non-Jews and she has to wait 3 months. Kanereh, that the society has a tremendous impact on the individual. So the same way the society has an impact on the Gioris, maybe the society has an impact on the Shvuya. So the Gemara says, Amale Gioris Ashvuya Karamis. How can you compare the two, says the Gemara? Gioris lo mintera nafsha, Shvuya mintera nafsha. In other words, the Gioris, she was a Goya. It's not the society of men. It was her society. She was part of that society. We don't have any expectations of her when she was a goya that she was going to behave both in snua, but a shvuya, she's a Jewess who was thrown into a situation against her will. So we assume mintera nafsha, says Rav Yehuda. She wants to keep her standards. She wants to keep her kedusha, and we will believe her when she says that she is tahora, that she's really tahora. Okay. Here, Tosfos has a question. Kasha, says Tosfos, Tap Tosfos Zalman Zayin Amid Aleph, the Hashta, the Medame Gioris Lushvuya, the Gemara in the Havamin over here thought that we would compare a Gioris to a Shvuya. Just as this one is in a society of men who have no sense of morality, this one's in a society of men who have no sense of morality. Im Kain Tikshile Masnisin Gufa. But in the Mishnah itself, clearly Rav Yehuda distinguished between a Shvuya and a Gioris. Rav Yehuda lo mashve Gioris l'Shvuya. In other words, the Tanakhama said there are three women that when they enter back into the people, they don't get the Knas. The Shvuya, the Gioris, and the Shivcha. And Rav Yehuda only disagrees on the Shvuya. Rav Yehuda omer Shvuya niftes kashi b'kdushasa. Mashma Bahanach, it appears that by the Gioris and the Shivcha, Moda Litanakama. So how could the Gemara over here have a Havamina that we would compare a Gioris to a Shvuya? The Mishnah says black and white that Rav Yehuda doesn't compare the Gioris to the Shvuya. So the answer in Tosfos is a bit circumambulated, such a word, in Tosis itself, but over here the Tosis Harash is very, very clear in terms of the answer, and the answer is that we're dealing with two different issues. In the Mishnah, we are dealing as to whether this woman is still a Basula. In the Braisa, we're dealing as to whether this woman is pregnant. These are two different issues. Now, you're correct. You can't become pregnant if you're a Basula. However, it's a totally different form of viewing the individual. To say that the Shvuya is a Basula, it meant that during the period of captivity, she was Shomer on herself. To say that a Giyoret is a Basula, it meant that from the time that she was a little girl, from the time that she was 3 years old, she kept her morality. Why should we assume that about a Giyoret? She was a Goya. She lived in a society that didn't view this as an issue of sleeping around. And so that's what Rav Yehuda says. The Shvuya, b'kedushas ha'kaima. In other words, the Shvuya, you know, she was taken against her will. She views herself in a temporary situation. She was brought up with an education of morality. She'll be shomeret herself. But by the Giyoret, we have no tainus on her. She was a Goya. She lived like a Goya. We don't expect her to be a Basula. And therefore, you know, she's not going to get a Knas. The Shvuya will get the Knas. We'll assume that she is the Kedushas HaKayimah, but not the Goya. But over here, in terms of pregnancy, here the Gemara had a Havamina, that Sof Kol Sof, this Giyoret, is knows she's going to be a Giyoret, right? She's studying, right? In other words, and so we would, there's room to believe that for the last three months of her Goyish status, she kept herself from becoming pregnant. I mean, she wouldn't want to be a Giyoret and then all of a sudden come into the world with a baby. She wants to start life all over again. So we would have a Havamina, just like the Shvuya B'Kedusha Sakai, so maybe a Giyoret would watch herself, and that's really what Rav Yossi holds. Kind of Rav Yossi holds that way, that in Hakinami, that this Goya did not necessarily, you know, keep all of the dinim of morality her whole life, but the 3 months before she turned into a Giyoret, we can assume that she would not live with a Goy, that she would. Okay, so there's a difference between the Gemara over here, where there is a Havamina to compare the Giyoret to the Shvuya, to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Ishiya Basula. Here we're talking, and that is dealing with the Giyoret's entire life. And so on that level, there's no reason to assume that she didn't at one point in her life live with a Goy. But here we're talking about pregnancy, so for the last 3 months, we would have a Havamina that maybe, according to Rav Yehuda, just like a Shvuya is Shomeret on herself, so also a Giyoret. Kamash Balan, not necessarily. V'rami, back to the Gemara. V'rami Shvuya Ashvuya. D'tanya ha-Giyoret v'ha-Shvuya v'ha-Shivcha she-niftu v'she-nizgayiru v'she-nishtachru yiseiros al-bas b'nos gimol shanu v'yom echad tzrichos lahamtin gimol chadashim divrei Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yossi matir le'ares ulinase miyad. Here, we're talking about the Shvuya in terms of she's pregnant. And Rav Yehuda over here says she has to wait 3 months. So how can we say that Rav Yehuda claims that b'kedushasa kayima ishtik amar le midi shmiyala b'ha? In other words, he was sort of taken aback. And he said, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, Ra'uha Shenivala, that will set up the second Braisa as an Ukimta. Rav Yehuda holds generally by a Shvuya, B'kdusha Sakaima. But Rav Sheshes says that this Braisa is Ra'uha Shenivala. That's why she has to wait 3 months. Maybe if she was, we know she was Nivala, maybe she's pregnant from the Goy. Ihachi my time under Rav Yossi. If she was Nivala, so why doesn't Rav Yossi also insist on waiting? Because maybe she's pregnant. Amar Rabba, because Amar Rav Yossi, Isha Mezana, Mishameshes, Bimoch, Shelo Titaber. So the question is, when women have intimacy out of wedlock, do we assume that they use a method of birth control? That they're not interested in becoming pregnant out of wedlock? So Rav Yossi holds that when a woman out of wedlock uses birth control, And therefore, this shvuya, shira'uha shenivala, pashta, she used birth control. Moch is a physical obstruction that would not allow the zera to enter into the uterus. That she used this form of birth control. So, bishlama giyores, kevan de daita li'igiyure, mintera nafsha. We understand why the giyores would use the birth control. She wants to be a Jew. She doesn't want to become pregnant. Shvuya name doyada hecha mintila. The shvuya also wants to be returned to the Jewish people. She's not interested in being pregnant. She'll use birth control. Shivcha nami deshama mi pimara. Also, the shivcha understood from her master that she was going to be freed. She's not interested in entering in Jewish people pregnant. Ella yotza b'shein va'ayin ma'ikul ameimar. Not every shivcha is aware that she's going to become freed. It could be that the action of freeing the shivcha was an immediate result of an injury. And that injury frees the shivcha, yotza b'shein v'ayin. How was she a nevia? How did she know that when she was living out of wedlock, she should use birth control? V'chitema kol memela lo. And if you want to say, well, maybe in that case, Rav Yossi would not have said his rule. In other words, Rav Yossi would not have said that she had to that she could get married immediately. Maybe over there, Rav Yossi would agree she has to wait 3 months. Komamela lo amar Rav Yossi. Ha anusa mafuta also is that which comes about without any preparation. V'tanya anusa mafuta tzricha lahamtin gimel chadosh and divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi matir leores. Why aren't we worried about pregnancy, according to Rav Yossi? There was nothing to prepare for. In other words, the Gemara had an assumption that when a woman is having relations out of wedlock and she knows that she's going to be moving to a different state, she doesn't want to become pregnant, she uses a moch. But what if she is not doing, you know, there was nothing for her to prepare for? With the moch, like Ones Umafate or Shein Va'ayin. Ela, Amar Rabba, Kasav Rav Yossi, Isha Mezana Mishapeches Kedei Shelotis Aver. That there are two types of birth control. One is the one that you prepare for, namely putting in a moch, and the other is what we call the morning after pill. Okay, that a woman, after having had relations, can move her body in a certain manner that would physically cause that the zera would not enter into the uterus, and that would prevent pregnancy as well. It's called mitapeche. And this could be done, in other words, in the situation of the ones, the mafata, the shein va'ayin, namely that if the situation changed immediately, she would also be able to prevent pregnancy in that manner. V'idach chashin on shemal ones hapcha yafe yafe. Which is what gynecologists say nowadays, that even though, let's say, the prostitutes say, we know how not to become pregnant, da da da, it doesn't always work that way. And so you can't be somech on the fact that it was not going to bring about a state of pregnancy, and therefore one has to wait 3 months. Okay. So we did the Gemara. We still have a lot to talk about, but now I feel good that we could have shiur on Sunday. And what we'll talk about in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday, pretty much the sugi over here on Lamed Vav Amid Beis we covered. Lamed Zayin, we saw the Tav Tosfos. We saw it in the next Tosfos. Tosfos, Shvuya, and Srichos, right? And in other words, from Tosfos, Shvuya, and downwards, we haven't really learned. So we'll try and see that those Tosfos. Within the Tos, there's maybe the order is as follows. Start with the Tosfos Isha Mezana Mishapeches. It's a one-line Tosfos. Isha Mezana Mishapeches. That one-line Tosfos, you have over here a Ramban, who's Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi and Tosfos have a Machlokes. I sent you to the Ramban on the Makora sheet. And then, what we have over here is as follows. These next two little Tosas, we have the star, Haba and Albas Ishto, they relate back to the Mishnah. We haven't seen yet. I mean, so what we're going to do is see these two Tosas, Haba and Albas Ishto. compare them to Rashi on the Mishnah and Tosfos, and the Ramban and the Rashba. All the Dibra Masko Bo Albito, Tosfos, the Ramban and the Rashba. That we'll see. And then Blineta will go back to the longer Tosfos Blineta that we skipped. And we're not gonna go further in the Gemara. And when you do these two little Tosfos, Haba Albito Valbas Albas Ishto, so you see in the brackets it sends you back to Daf Kaftesim at Aleph, Tosfos Ramaskil Val Ashes. We learned that Tosfos, but we said that we'll talk about it when we get to the Gemara. I never realized we'd actually get to the Gemara. Just joking. But now we're into the Gemara. So now we'll look at the Tosfos over here, Al Ashes Achiv, on Daf Kaftesim at Aleph. So again, so Mar Makamos are Tosfos Isha Mezana. I'm not going to write this down, I'm sorry, so just take it as Dorshim Mopet. Isha Mezana Mishapeches, that one line Tosfos, see the Chidushi Ramban, Asikna B'Gemara Mashu Kaze, and who quotes Rashi. Then the Tosfos Haba V'Albas Ishto, and the Ramban and the Ramban and the Rashba and Daf Bamed Vavam Edbeis, the Ramaskul Haba Albito, and the Tosfos back on Daf Kaftesa Med Aleph, Al Eishes Achiv, also deals with Ba Al Bito. And then again, if we'll try and fill in also the Tzrichos Lahamtim. So we won't go further in the Gemara. Just the reason these Tosfos are over here is that we have in front of us what's called the Vilna Shas. Tosfos didn't have in front of him a Vilna Shas. In other words, in our Shas, we have this Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vavim Adbeis that has two parts. The part of the Giyora Shvuya and Shivcha, and the part of Haba Albito. In the Tosfos' Shas, that second part of the Mishnah was over here in Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, right before it says, Shenemar V'lo Yel'asam. That's where we had the Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah was divided into two. That's why Tosfos is over here. But the Ramban and the Rashba, they had it like the Vilna Shas. So their parish is over here, Tosfos' parish is over here. But it's all basically one, just a question of how things were printed up. Okay. So everyone should have a very, very freilachim. You have a meaningful fast, firstly. A meaningful fast, and the fast should be thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for us also situations of Bayamim Ahem, Bazman Hazeh. There's a very, very special Baal Machshava in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe Shapiro. He should meet Hashem. He was very, very ill 2 years ago, Baruch Hashem. He has recovered. He should continue his recovery at Me'ah V'Esrim. He lives in a state of constant fear of being blown off the face of the earth by Iran at some point. And he views it mamish like Achashverosh and Haman. With one passing of the ring, with one pressing of a button, one can destroy the rove of the Jewish people. The rove of the Jewish people are now in Eretz Yisrael. They can all be lo aleinu destroyed with one bomb. And he lives with that fear, right, on a daily basis. And so we should feel that fear today, and we should realize that saved Mordechai and Esther and the Jews was not a roll of the dice, but what saved them was tshuva, utfila, utstaka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah, and he cares about our tshuva, and he sees our tzedakah. This is a reality. That's the whole lesson of Purim. But particularly on Titus Esther, we try to relive the fear of the Jews. That there was ein lahem lismoch ella alavim shebashemayim. There was nothing else that one could be samech on. One cannot be samech on Obama. One cannot be samech on Netanyahu. One has to be Somech al Avinu Sheba Shamayim. And that really, by Mimayim Bizman has said that this is a reality. This is a real, real reality. Mordechai went ahead and gathered the children in the yeshivas. And this should be our sense, that we're the ones who are learning in the yeshivas. We're the ones who, if Mordechai lived nowadays, he would gather us and he would have us fast and he would not fast in order to lose weight. He would have us do tshuva. And fasting is simply, it's just an external symptom of an internal tshuva. I can't live. Life is meaningless for me. Food is meaningless for me. If I'm not, my life is not going to be to have a core of meaning, be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that tshuva and tefillah and tzedakah, that's the also the machzor ha-shekel. And it's all of that being put together with the Mirtz Hashem allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what he wants to. He wants to save us. He created the world for us. He created us to save us. Now, you have to realize he doesn't need us. He doesn't need the majority of Jews, Shalom Tov Pela Satad, who live in Eretz Yisrael. He can deal with, you know, he could start all over again with the Jews in Washington Heights if he wanted to. He could do that. I think it's a bad choice, but that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice. He can do that if he wants. And you know, so it's not as though because we're here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a guarantee. Oh, we're in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. That's what Yirmiyahu says. The Jews in the time of the Korban HaBayis, they said, oh, those poor Jews who went to Bavel, right, they're going to disappear. They're going to assimilate. But we here in Eretz Yisrael, we can do intrigue and mimeri and do all the averis we want, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep us going. They were wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed every Jew in Eretz Yisrael. And Dafka, from those Jews who were in Bavel, that's where the Gula came from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo aleinu could do that again. Namely, the fact that we're in Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't pat ourselves on the back and say, you know, it's great. In Eretz Yisrael, we have unique responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lehefech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us more seriously. We're bepalter in Shel Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has greater expectations of us in Eretz Yisrael, that our Birkas HaMazon should be Birkas HaMazon, our Ben Adam Chaveiro should be Ben Adam Chaveiro, Ben Adam Leishto should be Ben Adam Leishto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us as having to have a different set of standard of behavior, a higher standard of behavior than had we been living in Chutz La'aretz. I didn't tell you that when I talked to you about coming to Gruz, but I spoke to you about coming to Paltu and Shel Melech. But the Maisa is putting all of you in a tremendous state of danger. And so when you feel that sense of danger, which is what we're supposed to be feeling on Tainis Esther, then it should bring us to tshuva and to tefillah and to tzedakah and to a return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why did I say all of this? Was I going towards something? I mean, it has meaning per se, right? But I was wishing you a Freil Chid Purim, right? But I pointed out. I'm sorry. I was wishing a Freil Purim, but Purim has to begin with Tainis Esther. Right? Purim has to begin with Tainis Esther. It has to begin with trying to relive and trying to put ourselves on the level of the Jews in Shushan Habira, who were fasting and who were davening and who were Chazir B'tshuva, and then we can really have a Freil Purim. Then Purim can be, you know, even 48 hours of Purim can be very meaningful. And then moving into Shabbos, Be'en Olam Haba, you know, where there's really nothing which is a greater sense of continuity. Moving from Tainis Esther into Purim, and from Purim into Shabbos. Moving from a world of Simcha into a world of Oneg. If anything, Oneg is taking Simcha one level higher. And we're taking being one level deeper, one level that would connect us in a total sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should have the most wonderful Shabbos of our lives, this particular Shabbos, coming out of Tainis Esther and Purim, even if you're not Poris Mappa, right? Or even if you do it like everyone else, which you should be able to feel that inner Simcha on Shabbos. It should be a different sort of a Shabbos. And the fact that this is Parshas Parah, and it's Mamish, it's like we're all going to a mikvah on Shabbos, where we're all starting all over. You know, it's that it's Mamish, where we're all like Gerim. You know, where it's going to mikvah and becoming katan shenolad dami. That's the process over here of Tainis Esther and Purim and Shabbos. That it's a very, very special. So looking forward to learning, to seeing a whole new group of students. Right? You can tell me if your names have changed or not. Right? And on Sunday morning, in other words, we'll be here, but it will be different. Hopefully, it will be different people. Hopefully, I'll be healthier as well. Thank you. That all of this should put together, and if when I'm healthier, I figure out how to rewrite the chart. That it's right, it's correct, okay. But it's probably I could do it better. Probably you can do it better. Okay, so you could work on that also as a project. over Purim. Maybe a little schnapps will help to clarify matters. Okay, let's say Purim Sameach.